Welcome to the Hidden Histories Podcast, a podcast dedicated to exploring the history hidden under our noses. Please join our guide as we discover the forgotten around us.
It's November, dear listeners. The month where everyone decides to not shave. Are your co-workers, your male friends, maybe your female friends, your usual close-shaven, maybe even baby-faced friends, look like the villain from the Western movie with a curly handlebar mustache, or the mountain man from who knows what Western movie. Why? It is a concept that has been asked since 2003, and it has spread globally since then. Listeners, I'd like to welcome you to a listener request episode about Movember, or No Shave November. Or is it just November? Let's find out. Hello, and welcome to Hidden Histories, a podcast about the history hidden in our towns and cities. For those who are just discovering the podcast, I decided to start this podcast to share my love of adventure and history. I did not always have this interest, so I suppose using the word love could be inappropriately used here. You see, in school, history was probably my worst subject, and it barely interested me. However, in college, two of my closest friends showed me the adventure of discovering the history and culture of the places we live. Things that are hidden in plain sight, but discovered through research and fun location-based games. We think we know the places we live. We think we know the culture around us. But do we really? I've heard the phrase No Shave November for the past maybe 6 years or so. I know I'm coming onto the bandwagon a little late, but in all honesty, I really never did my due diligence on it. I thought it was just something the guys at my work did. I did not realize how much actually went into this. But before I get into No Shave November, which is the version I've heard about, I also want to talk about Movember, which is a very similar event for November. Movember is a movement that began in Australia in 2003, and this movement had the goal of raising awareness for prostate cancer and testicular cancer. This is an event where men can grow mustaches. And they use these sometimes outrageous mustaches to start conversations about men's health. Now, this campaign is in 21 countries, and this year the U.S. Movember campaign will also include a men's mental health and men's fitness campaign. Let's dive into Movember just a little bit. So, as many of us may be aware, or at least I'm painfully aware, that when I attempt to grow a mustache, my wife looks at me and, to give you a little backstory, she taught one of the little hidden historians her first phrase, which was, "Papa shave." But mustaches have been disappearing from the fashion trend across the world for many, many years at this point. And two guys, Travis and Luke, had ended up discussing bringing back this fashion while they were sitting together having a beer in Melbourne. They had the ambition to do it, but they needed a cause to rally behind it. They wanted to bring the Mo back. And by Mo, I mean mustache. So they found 30 guys who were willing to participate in 2003. And the first, what they were called, Mo Bros, were founded. And these were men who grow a mustache for what they were calling Movember. And they decided to take it one step further and formalize this concept and use it to support a cause. And they were inspired to use this to support a cause by a friend's mother who was raising funds for a breast cancer movement at the time. The team of 30 guys took a moment to research men's health issues. And they had settled upon supporting the prostate cancer cause. Now, there are rules to Movember. And these rules that were laid out back in 2003 are still in effect today. The rules for Movember are as follows. Rule number one. Once registered at Movember.com, each Mobro must begin the first of Movember with a clean shaven face. Rule 2. For the entire month of Movember, each Mobro must grow and groom a mustache. Rule 3. Don't fake it. No beards, no goatees, no fake mustaches. Rule number 4. Use the power of the mustache to create conversation and raise funds for men's health. And rule number 5. Each Mobro must conduct himself like a true gentleman. There are 5 rules, and they seem to be very important rules to this cause. So, in 2004, this team of 30 men handed their first Movember check to the PCFA. And this check was the largest single donation the PCFA had ever received. Within the 2 years of their founding, they were joined by 480 other Mo Bros and what were considered Mo Sisters, which were women who supported their cause. And they raised $54,000 and funded 6 different men's health projects. This concept, this event of Movember, took Australia by storm. And it grew dramatically in 2005. This bringing their total number of participants since 2003 up to 9,795 people. And it was during that year the PCFA became the foundation's first official men's health partner. Interestingly enough, the Movember, the Mo Bros, if you will, ended up adopting an official tagline, and I quite enjoy it. It's changing the face of men's health. Quite appropriate given what they are doing. And they adopted this in 2006, and while adopting that, they began to research further into men's health. And in this research, they ended up discovering that depression was a significant issue among men in Australia. As a result, they ended up gaining the Beyond Blue National Depression and Anxiety Initiative as their second partner. During 2006, Movember received their official charity status within Australia, and they officially launched in New Zealand, starting their international spread. And they partnered with the Prostate Cancer Foundation in New Zealand. After New Zealand, they expanded to the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Spain. And they did all of this while establishing what was the Movember board. In the US, Movember obtained their official charity status in 2009, adding the Living Strong Foundation as their second US partner. There was a significant research breakthrough in 2009 by the University of Michigan's Comprehensive Cancer Center. This cancer center was funded by Movember, and they saw the identification of over 25 different types of prostate cancer. With that success under their belts, the Movember movement launched their first directly funded program, the Global Action Plan. And this plan was created to accelerate prostate cancer research outcomes through a global collaboration of Mobros. And they officially launched in South Africa, Finland, the Netherlands, and the Czech Republic in 2010, then Belgium, Denmark, and Norway in 2011, while expanding dramatically in 2011, they also ended up completing the world's first prostate cancer genome mapping project. And this project's goal was to explain how prostate cancer works. Well, they gained official charity status in Canada, England, Scotland, Wales that same year. They also ranked the top 100 best NGOs in the world. All of this came from two guys sitting over a pint of beer, wanting to bring the Mo back into style. And whether you trim your classic mustache or your handlebar Captain Hook pirate mustache, or sacrifice your entire beard for Movember, the charity today will host campaigns in 21 countries and have done so since 2003. Almost 5 million people have participated over the years, raising $735 million and funded over 1,000 men's health projects. They've broadened their aspects from just a single prostate cancer awareness to prostate cancer, to testicular cancer, physical inactivity, and poor men's mental health. And as a final note about Movember, in 2016, the team introduced a new way for the Mo Sisters to show their support in participating in Movember with the Move for Movember initiative. Throughout Movember, women are encouraged to move every single day of the month, making it 30 moves in 30 days. Whether you go out for a walk or a full workout, nothing is too big or too small as long as you get off that couch. And the initiative not only encourages women to be more proactive about this cause, but will provide an opportunity to inspire the men in their lives, to encourage the men to move too. Take control of their physical and mental well-being. Let's all grow a mo and save a bro. Movember is such a humongous thing that I did not realize what impact it has had on the world. So, what's No Shave November? It's not Movember, it's its own initiative. I'd like to take a moment to cover that one as well. This is the one that I was really the most aware of, but unfortunately, not that aware of. I thought it was just a thing at my new workplace at the time. So, No Shave November is similar to Movember, but a different organization with a different cause and different rules. No Shave November encourages people to donate what they would have spent on grooming their hair or their beard or mustache to the American Cancer Society. Instead of being just focused on the mustache, this group is a little more of anything goes as long as you're doing something. Participants in No Shave November can grow a mustache or beard. They don't have to cut their hair, and they also encourage women to participate by maybe skipping shaving their legs. No Shave November was founded in one of those Facebook groups once upon a time, back in 2009. But in the last couple of years, it really began its partnership with the American Cancer Society. No Shave November does not quite have the huge history that Movember has had, and it's a very similar organization, but they are more of an anything can go. And, you know, if you can't grow mustache or beard, some of us grow really scraggly ones, that's okay. Adam Paul Cosgrove, the chief executive of the American Mustache Institute, says, "There's no such thing as a perfect mustache. Every mustache is perfect in its own unique way. They're the snowflakes of the face." I'd like to thank longtime listener Sean for suggesting this topic for me to do some research on and share with you. I found it very enlightening, and I would like to encourage all of you listeners, to participate in a No Shave November or Movember. Let's help out not just the men's mental health, let's help everyone out. Let's get those funds into the Cancer Society so that we can have the research we need to put an end to cancer. I cannot think of a more humbling beginning to two massive movements that are bringing change to everyone's health. Thanks for allowing me to guide you on this small adventure today. Personally, I love having the chance to learn a small bit of history or culture here and there, especially if it's from our own backyards. If you enjoyed this episode of Hidden Histories, please head on over to wherever you listen to us and give the show a rating and review. It makes the difference in reaching new listeners. Our website is hiddenhistories.weebly.com. And if you would like to send an email with comments of hidden histories of your own, please send it to hiddenhistories@outlook.com or send us a message or post on Facebook or our Twitter. Love Hidden Histories but don't have time to type? Try our voice message feature in the Anchor mobile app. Messages are private, but if you would like, I can also have them part of future episodes. Please join me again as we discover more hidden histories in our next episode. I'm your guide, Tim Hoshi, and thanks for listening.